Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Ryan McKenzie of the 134th Legislative District in Lehigh and Berks Counties. Representative McKenzie, welcome to this report to your constituents. While House Republicans have been working on some legislation that will introduce new measures of fairness into the justice system in Pennsylvania, what are some of the bills that have been recently approved?
The House Republican Caucus has been working to ensure that justice is served for victims of crime in the Commonwealth. To advance that, several initiatives have been recently signed into law. Because children and people with intellectual disabilities are often targeted as victims and may have more difficulty handling the trauma of testifying in court, two new laws are now in place to expand the situations in which out-of-court statements by victims or witnesses may be used in lieu of in-person testimony. Act 31 of 2019 adds several different crimes, such as human trafficking, sexual abuse, and related offenses, to the statute allowing out-of-court statements by children. Act 30 of 2019 extends the ability of the court to accept out-of-court statements made by people with intellectual disabilities or autism. Additional measures that have recently been signed into law to address court proceedings include Act 23 of 2019, which ensures a victim is permitted to be present at any criminal proceeding unless the court determines the victim's own testimony would be altered by hearing other witnesses. Act 24 of 2019, which prevents prosecutors from bringing up a victim's sexual history or prior allegations of sexual abuse while prosecuting certain crimes. And a number of other initiatives you can also learn more about can be found at www.pahousegop.com/protecting victims. Again, that's www.pahousegop.com/protecting victims.
In other legislative action in June, a number of bills were passed that will help to support both the foster care system and adopted children in Pennsylvania. What do people need to know?
The success of children in our foster system and of those who have been adopted is of paramount importance to those of us in the General Assembly. To that end, we've recently enacted three new laws. Act 14 of 2019 promotes the placement in adoptive homes of children who have disabilities or are otherwise hard to place due to age, sibling relationships, or ethnicity. The law allows family members who are granted permanent legal custodianship for qualified children up to 21 years of age to receive subsidies for their care. Act 16 of 2019 assists children in the foster care system with the challenges of accessing higher education opportunities by creating a tuition and fee waiver option for youth in foster care who were adopted from the foster care system or who have aged out of the foster care system. Statistics indicate only 50% of foster youth graduate from high school, only 20% go to college, and less than 10% complete their post-secondary education. Act 47 of 2019 simplifies the process for certain adoptions by allowing a prison employee to serve as a witness to the completion of an adoption consent form by an incarcerated birth parent. If a second witness is unavailable, the law allows the consent to be acknowledged before a notary public. Under prior law, potential adoptions were delayed for months, leaving the child stuck in the system rather than under the care of adoptive parents.
And other legislation has recently been approved that will help out those who have professional and occupational licenses in Pennsylvania in order to make it easier to make a living. What's going on here?
Absolutely. We are building on the long-term efforts to promote economic opportunity and remove barriers to work. The General Assembly has passed a new law improving the portability of professional licenses. Act 41 of 2019 requires the licensing boards and commissions under the Bureau of Professional and Occupational Affairs to provide licensure by endorsement for applicants who hold similar licenses in other states. It also offers a provisional endorsement license to quickly move these professionals into the workforce. Under prior law, professionals moving into the state, including members of the military and their families, faced a number of barriers and delays in obtaining the appropriate licenses to re-enter the workforce, thereby creating a financial burden for them and their families. In some cases, the delays could lead to missed job opportunities or even a decision to avoid moving to the Commonwealth. So the law is a win-win for both employers and employees, and we're glad to see that it was passed and signed into law here in Pennsylvania.
Representative McKenzie, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for a Legislative Report with your State Representative, Ryan McKenzie.